More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With 2019 in the rearview mirror, how about making it the last year you suffered through bad sleep? Chronic sleep deprivation has been shown to lead to depression, diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease. Bottom line, we need 8 hours of sleep. One of sleep's biggest problems, temperature. Tough to get good sleep if you're too hot or too cold. So for the year 2020, how about making it a resolution to get the pod by 8Sleep? The pod combines dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking to enhance your rest and recovery. It learns your sleep habits and adjusts the temperature automatically, which means if you like the bed cool, but you're sleeping with someone who likes it warm, you can have it all in a crazy comfortable bed. For the next week, get $200 off your pod and a free gravity blanket. For a total value of $500, go to 8sleep.com/vsin. EIGHTSleep.com/vsin. Log on now. 8sleep.com/vsin.
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy hump day, everyone. Happy Wednesday. We have a ton to get to today, guys. We're going to talk a lot of college hoops. We have 56 college basketball games across the board. Three NHL games, so small night in the NHL, even though I had some real good hits last night. Nine NBA games as well, so we'll be talking some NBA. So it's a big, big basketball day. Also going to do a lot of housekeeping. There's a lot going on. I want to inform everyone. First off, let everyone know that we do have a new edition of Point Spread Weekly out today. It's covering all of this weekend's huge divisional football games, plus we have a ton on the Clemson-LSU National Championship game. So if you're ever interested, now is a great time to sign up. The Point Spread Weekly magazine, it has all your favorite VSiN hosts and guys contributing, Matty Humans, Dave Tooley, Steve Mackinnon, Brent Musburger, the whole crew. We also polled, which is pretty funny. I put my blurb in there too, but we polled all 18 VSiN staff members, of which I'm lucky enough to be one of them. We also talked to professional handicappers, Las Vegas bookmakers, and everyone's going to list their take on the national championship game. So I think it's going to be really, really informative, interesting, and I think there's going to be a lot of people saying, roll LSU. How can they not cover and blow out Clemson? But myself, I'm taking the points there with Clemson. I think it's gonna. I'm just based on the way the line moved, you know, an inflated line value, an experience advantage for Clemson, as well as just the simple fact of it's going to be the most heavily bet game maybe of all time in college football. The number of tickets on this game are going to be absolutely absurd, one of the best matchups you've ever seen. And you have almost 8 out of 10 bets on LSU. So if you believe in betting against the public, if you believe in extracting value, betting numbers, not teams, I think Clemson at 6. I'm even seeing some books creep. I think a lot of books, you know, depending on where you're at, you know, some books are getting closer to 6. You know, it was 5.5 pretty much all week. Some books are at 6. If you have access to a really, really square book, you may be able to get a 6.5. I was able to jump on a square 6.5, but I think 6 or better with Clemson is the play and what it'll be the most contrarian play of all time, really. But stay tuned for that. We do have Points of the Weekly out. Going to cover you with all the other sports as well. We're really gearing up with college hoops here, getting ready to go into March Madness, and conference tourneys are not that far off, like a little more than a month away, so it's really really coming close here. But Points of the Weekly magazine, it's usually $9.99 a month, $10 a month. We have our good promo now, $30 a month, $29.99. You'll get everything we do from now until the Super Bowl, 24/7 video streaming. You get that afternoon best bet email, all the exclusive stories, and we revamped the website thanks to my guy Bill Adi, and we have just a ton more content, and it looks great. So a lot of resources that are included with this package. You also can do the yearly membership, $240 for a year. Get you covered with everything, plus that bookmaker, Blondale shirt or hat. And you can get all the details at VSiN.com/subscribe. I also want to mention, today's something really cool. I'm upset I'm not in Vegas for it, but there's a sports betting summit at VSiN today. So if you are in Vegas, you want to stop on by, it's from 12 to 4, that's Pacific time. So it should be getting started right when the podcast gets released. But if you are in town, stop by the South Point. It'll be at the VSiN studio. We're going to be talking sports betting. It's presented by 76 Capital. And I was lucky enough to meet and talk to Wayne Kimmel, who's the leader of 76 Capital, and my guy James Santor, who's the chief of staff. And they're just great, awesome guys. And they're going to be talking about the future of sports betting, VSiN's role as a media company and as a sports betting information provider. So it's going to be really, really cool. So if you're around, stop on by, get a bookmaker, Blondale. Maybe you'll run into the legend, Brent Musburger. But just wanted to cordially invite everyone to stop on by if you happen to be in Sin City. Again, today, 12 to 4. Also, I want to start off real quick, as always, you know, thanking you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know it was a little rough with college hoops yesterday. Had some decent hits, but overall, not many of these came through like we wanted them to. Providence did cover, luckily. Tennessee over. Penn State under. Houston. Akron over. Drake Moneyline. Texas A&M. Nova. Cuse. Cuse first half, I mean. But a lot of these spots didn't hit, so it was a little bit of a subpar night in college hoops. Just got to keep grinding, as always. But great night in the NHL. By my count, I think, what was it, 4-2? Arizona Coyotes, Washington Caps, my Boston Bees. I knew that was going to be a layup win when it was Mom's Night. I don't know if anyone watched that. But all the moms traveled with the team and wore the jerseys of their kids and went nuts in the luxury box. So that was a good omen. Also won with St. Louis. Didn't catch Vegas Knights. I don't know if anyone took Calgary, but Calgary was a nice hit as well. And then couldn't get the Nets plus the points. I think it went to overtime. It was tied, but did get the under in that one. But we're going to keep on grinding like we always do. But thank you all for tuning in. Make sure, if you're looking for more info, go to VSiN.com. Sign up for the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. It's free. And if you're on Twitter, at VSiN Live, you can find me at Josh_Insights. And you can also email me anytime if you have if you have more to say or want to reach out about anything about the pod, betting, anything VSiN related. You can find me, Josh@VSiN.com. I want to start off real quick by giving you guys an update on legal sports betting in New England. This is important to me because I live in New England, and I'm always jealous of you guys who live in Vegas and New Jersey and all these legal states and how awesome it is, where you can, just pop open your phone, bet on an app, or walk into a casino, place a bet. I did go to Twin River in Rhode Island for the Pats Super Bowl last year, which was awesome, but Massachusetts continues to drag their feet, super annoying. But I wanted to give you an update, because I think this flew under the radar, and I think it's really interesting. You wouldn't know it, because I think everyone is just glued to wild card weekend and, you know, just the frenzy of NFL playoffs. But on December 30th, legal sports betting went live in, guess what, New England state? New Hampshire, fourth most populous state. According to Governor Chris Sununu, which we've now had 1 week of legal betting in New Hampshire, 3.44 million was wagered in the first week of legal betting by more than 16,000 newly registered sports bettors. And the revenue will go to the state educational system, which is a smart move by the lawmakers in New Hampshire. But DraftKings has exclusive rights. They signed a six-year deal to be the official sports book. And what's really, really smart about what New Hampshire did is basically what they did is they put in retail but also mobile, and we know that mobile is where it's at. If you're a new state who legalized betting and you don't have mobile, you're a complete idiot because everyone's betting on their phones. It's the convenient way to do it. We all live on our phones, and that's where all the money flows through sports betting. If you want to place a bet, you're at home. It's 10 minutes before the game. How do you place a bet? You grab your phone. You open your app. You put in your bet. So what really dawned on me is that New Hampshire had a flood, absolute exodus of Massachusetts residents who drove over to New Hampshire, crossed state borders, and then popped open their DraftKings app and bet on the Patriots. Obviously, Patriots lost. It was actually, you know, one of the reasons why maybe the opening week was good for the sports books because a lot of Pats fans lost that bet. And actually, Sununu placed a ceremonial $82 wager on the Pats to win the Super Bowl. He's the 82nd governor of the state. But what was really smart of New Hampshire is that unlike Rhode Island, and now you're kind of seeing like Rhode Island and New Hampshire, they're kind of in a battle right now because New Hampshire, Rhode Island had a huge leg up. Rhode Island was one of the first states to legalize after, like right at the beginning when New Jersey and Delaware really got legalized. But Rhode Island kind of screwed it up. They didn't, what they did is they, you can bet, you know, at a sports book, you know, at Twin River Casino. There's two casinos. There's Tiverton and what's the other name of it? I forgot the other name. But you can bet in person. But what you got to do is if you want to place a bet via mobile, you have to go register in person at Twin River before you can place a bet. So it just adds another leg of an in-person requirement. You know, and basically the numbers are down. And basically Rhode Island's a little nervous because now what they projected as the people signing up betting online is lower than they thought. And I think it's because they put in this, you know, in-person requirement. It's just annoying. You know, we live in 2019. We live in 2020 now, and it's like everything you should be able to do from your phone. And the fact that you have to show up in person, depending on where you live, you got to drive, you got to go through all the hoopla, and it's just another hoop to jump through and another annoying thing that kind of draws people back. So the smart thing with New Hampshire is what they did is no in-person registration. As long as you your phone's geolocated, you cross the border, you get into New Hampshire, you can place a bet. And that's why with the DraftKings app, you know, it's been really seamless rollout here that I think New Hampshire really, really did it right. And you're going to see some brick-and-mortar shops open. You know, they'll definitely have those. But, you know, 86%, I don't know if I just mentioned it, but 86% of betting in New Jersey is via mobile. So it's all mobile, smart move by New Hampshire. And what this brings me to is the elephant in the room of Massachusetts. Come on, let's get going here. I mean, it's crazy to me that Massachusetts continues to drag its feet. They're still saying, oh, we want to study Rhode Island. We want to study New Hampshire. It's like, come on, just get mobile going. You know, we can deal with the brick and mortar later, but all these people are leaving Massachusetts, driving to New Hampshire, driving to Rhode Island, placing bets on the Red Sox, the Pats, the Celtics, the Bruins, and Massachusetts is losing all this revenue. So Charlie Baker, our governor, continues to push for it. Hopefully, now that they see, you know, when it was little known Rhode Island in the corner taking some money from us, like, okay, you know, we get it. But now New Hampshire's in the game, and hopefully this pushes a lot of Massachusetts lawmakers to act. And the other funny thing here is, as I was researching this in the newsletter to talk about this, and if you want to read the newsletter, I got into more detail in New Hampshire and how it's going, and it's going really well. But the funny thing is, Vermont, my second home. I went to the University of Vermont. I spent 4 years in Burlington. If you've never been to Burlington, Vermont, Lake Champlain, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. Church Street, it's the best. I would go in the summer, though, but it's freezing in the winter. But little-known Vermont just introduced legislation yesterday to put a sports betting bill into production. So even Vermont's making moves, the Green Mountain State. So hopefully this forces Massachusetts to make a move here, because it's just crazy that I'm still betting through online books and global books, and you know, I should be able to pop open my DraftKings app. I've been downtown DraftKings headquarters. You know, I'm on the North Shore. It's like, why hasn't this happened yet? So hopefully this pushes Massachusetts to act. But just want to give you an update. New Hampshire is rocking and rolling, and now New Hampshire Live, there are now 14 legal states that are accepting bets. There are 20 overall that are legal. The other six, basically, they've approved it, but they haven't yet launched. So we are now getting close to almost half the states in the country having legal sports betting. So just wanted to give you an update on that one, guys. But let's get started. Let's talk about some bets for today. Let's make some money. That's what the goal always is. I'm going to start with college hoops, because huge college hoop slate today. 56 games. I think the important thing with college hoops, especially when you have a really big slate like this, is just to be uber selective. You know, you always want to be selective. You always want to be disciplined, limit your plays. You never want to place too many bets, because, you know, I think we've all been in a situation where, we're excited to bet on sports. We see a huge live odds page with so many games to choose from, and they all look really, really good. And you always worry, you know, if I bet this one, but I don't bet the other one, then of course the other one I don't bet is going to win. So I got to bet that one too. And I've been there. I always have that feeling as well, guys. But I think you want to try to suppress that, and just remember that it's always best to limit your plays to the sharpest games on the board. So just keep that in mind. There's 56 games. Doesn't mean you got to bet all 56. You know, if you can hone in on a handful, your five favorite, something like that. You know, a lot of people I talk to are volume bettors. I know Greg Peterson, my colleague, is a big volume bettor. I think if you have the mentality and you have the resources to do that, all the power to you. But it can be a slippery slope, especially like Greg does it the right way. But it can be tough to bet on, you know, side and total every game. And it takes a lot of time, and it can be very, very volatile. And unless you're used to, okay, I'm up 20 units today, but I'm down 30 units tomorrow, it's just a really, really crazy roller coaster. So I think especially with new bettors, and you got to remember, a lot of sharps, there are volume bettors who are sharps, but usually wise guys, they're betting just a few games a night that they really, really spent all day analyzing and located an edge on. So remember, tons of games, don't have to bet them all. Just bet the ones that you have a real good edge on. And by an edge, that means an advantage over the sportsbook. So you've identified maybe a matchup advantage, or we're going to talk about line movement in a second. But just keep in mind, don't have to bet them all. Just bet the ones that you have a real good feel for. So let's run through a few of these. I'm just going to go through top to bottom based on NSS number, Vegas rotation number, ID number, game time. So first one is an added game. You know, it's a night with so many huge matchups. I'm going to start with Hampton SC upstate. How funny is that? But seeing some sharp action to the under in this one. This is an added game. It opened at 147. It's down to 145. Again, Hampton SC upstate. Always love these NSS numbers. 308-941, 308-942. That's the number on this game. But sharps have really been hitting the under a ton here. They've hit it 147, 146, 145. It continues to fall. This is another example of an added or extra game where really no one knows about it but the pros. And that's an advantage to the under, with these teams averaging about 70 a game. But seeing that total fall, definitely because of sharp money in that one. Now we're going to sprinkle in some big games here. But look at St. John's and Georgetown. Big matchup here. St. John's is known for scoring a lot and not playing much D. So you do see some sharp action to the over in this one. You have about even betting. It's a high total, 151.5, but it's gotten all the way up to 155.5. So again, you can look at it as the total's risen. I could buy low on an under at this point. However, I'd be a little cautious there, because sharps have continued to hit it. They hit it right off the bat. 151.5, 153. They hit 154.5, so it's now 155.5. So still seeing some value there to the over. The one thing you would be a little worrisome of high totals, 150 or more, the under is 124.80, 61%. But sharps seem to really like the over in that one. And also keep an eye on St. John's Georgetown, just the spread here. It's even. It opened at 4. I have seen some sharps who like St. John's at 4.5. Any book that went to 4.5 immediately got scooped up, went back down to 4. So keep an eye out for that one. Pittsburgh and UNC. Sharp spot here to Pitt. North Carolina, I don't know if you guys noticed, Roy Williams talked about kind of shit on his team. Like he said, they're not talented at all. They're the least gifted team I've coached. And that can work one of two ways. Either it motivates your players and kind of lights a fire under them and they play better. Or if you're kind of like not emotionally stable and you're already struggling anyway, that could backfire big time. So maybe Roy Williams, he's a great coach, you know, Hall of Fame coach. So maybe he's just he knows what he's doing here. But I think that's kind of something you could take advantage of. Pittsburgh, they're only getting 1/3 of bets. Public still sees that Tar Heel logo, and they're still betting the logo. So North Carolina open -5 at home. They're down to 4.5, even though they're getting 2/3 of bets. So Pittsburgh getting 4.5. Best number was 5 there on a conference road dog with some sharp reverse line movement. Sharp spot to Pitt in that one. Notre Dame and NC State. Sharp play to Notre Dame as well here. Road dog, road conference visitor. And you have a little more than half the bets on NC State, but this line has moved to Notre Dame. Kind of a mini Pitt example. Opened at NC State -5.5. It's down to 4. So you've seen a full 1.5 move toward Notre Dame here. So that would also match just kind of that classic, you know, reverse line, road, conference dog. And we're going to be digging deeper into this stuff as we get further into college basketball, because when you look at these conference games, a lot of times these dogs have so much value. One, because rivalry aspect, and number two, the built-in familiarity. So that's why we're going to lean on a lot of dogs, especially road dogs, in these conference games. Keep on cruising. Really sharp play to St. Bonaventure. The Bonnies are at George Mason. Tickets are about even in this one, but this line opened at George Mason -3 or 2.5, depending on the book, and it's now completely flipped to either a pick'em or the Bonnies -1. So it's not like it's a huge public play. It's not even that heavily bet of a game, but sharps have really been hitting the Bonnies, causing that line to move to the Bonnies. So again, if you're at a book with a pick'em, you know, compare the pick'em to the money line, either, you know, pick'em -110 both sides, or maybe you have a little less juice on one side, -108 on the Bonnie side. But keep an eye on that. I don't think it's going to go further to the Bonnies. It's already moved so much. So you may want to wait it out. You might be able to get, maybe it goes back to +1, +1.5. We'll see. But a really sharp move there to St. Bonaventure. LaSalle and UMass, bit of a pros and Joes game on Massachusetts. Sharps have really dug in on the Minutemen here. Open -1.5 Minutemen at home. They're up to -2.5. This books are even at -3. Sharps really steamed the Minutemen at -1.5 early on. So that is it's a sharp play to UMass at home. Northwestern in Indiana. Saw a decent play here to the over. This game opened at 138.5. It's up to 139, 139.5. I've seen pros hit basically, yeah, over the 139, causing that line to rise. And the funny thing is, this is, you know, public pretty heavy on the over. Both these teams, you know, they give up about 67 a game, but they score about Indiana 77, Northwestern 67 to the over. Their Indiana's 8-6, Northwestern is 7-5-1. I think it's kind of a sneaky over play there. Northwestern and Indiana.
2020, a new year. It's the perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/begin makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to more than 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes and finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlighting the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BEGIN. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
One of my favorite plays of the night, Mississippi State. If anyone wants to sweat Mississippi State with me, they're on the road at Alabama. Really sharp line move. This is one of your most heavily bet games of the night. Alabama opened a 4-point favorite at home. They're down to 3.5 or 3. I'm even seeing one book go to 2.5. So you've seen that line move toward Mississippi State, even though you have public pretty heavy here on Alabama. And what I kind of like is that you're buying low on Mississippi State, who struggled lately. They've lost 2 of their last 3. They just got beat by Auburn by 12. They lost to New Mexico State 3 games ago by 6. Kind of a bad loss. They're a 4.5-point favorite there. And Alabama, you know, they had a 3-game win streak snapped. They lost to Florida only by 6, but they looked pretty good there. They covered there, plus 7.5. So public really is digging Alabama. They score like 83 a game. I remember when Colin Sexton was on Alabama, and he led me through. I had Alabama in a bunch of upsets in a couple brackets, and I remember Sexton was awesome that year. Was that, I don't know, 3 years ago maybe? But Alabama 7-6, Mississippi State 9-4. But you would think public would load up Mississippi State, but actually they're not here. They're still leaning Alabama. So sharp spot to grab Mississippi State plus the points, ideally 3.5 if possible. Also looks like sharp to the under, open 155.5. It's down to 153.5. That's your high total that falls. That system 150 or more, total falls at least 1 point. That's 39-30 this year, 57%. So good spot to that under as well. Keep on cruising. Evansville, they're at home against Bradley. Sharp play to Evansville, low bet game, but it opened Bradley, 2.5-point road favorites down to a pick 'em. So you're seeing sharp action move that to Evansville in that one. Again, pick 'em, compare money line to pick 'em, try to get a good price there. Tulsa and Cincinnati, this one's interesting to me. I kind of like Cincinnati laying the points. What's weird is Tulsa's 9-5, Cincy's 8-6, and right off the bat, and actually their points, 4 points against, are almost identical. And right off the bat you say, you know, Tulsa is a one game better win-loss record, yet this line opens Cincy -7.5, seems way too high. Public is even. They're even leaning a little bit toward Tulsa in the points, yet the line's moved to 9. So kind of tells me this is a Cincy play. I wouldn't be surprised if they win by double digits. Also, if looking at the total in this one, seeing some sharp action to the over. It opened at 136.5. It's up to 137. Sharps hit that early, caused that to fall. And Cincy is known as a really good under team. Tulsa's 10-4 to the under. Cincy's only 77-7, but they're kind of known as playing tight D. But you are seeing some sharp action to the over in that one. Keep on cruising. Another game I love tonight, one of my other favorites. This is, I think, your most heavily bet game of the night, but Kansas and Iowa State. Really sharp spot to Iowa State. This is a similar play to what happened the other night with Oklahoma State. Hopefully different results. Oklahoma State didn't even show up. That was pathetic against West Virginia. But Kansas, what are they, third in the country? They're a top five team. They open as a 6.5-point favorite on the road. And even though they're getting heavy, heavy betting, 3 out of 4 bets, the line's down to 5.5. Some books are even down to 5. So I'd try to grab a 5.5 if possible. Sharps really liked it immediately when it opened at 6.5 and 6, but did see a sharp move at 5.5 still, so that's a good sign. And this is kind of a classic spot with Iowa State where it has a lot of what sharp people look for, wise guys. You know, you're a conference dog versus a top five opponent. It's 0-2 this year, but way too small of a sample to take anything from that. It's 121-94, 56% ATS. Since 2005, so it's historically been a smart play in a conference game to bet against a top five team, and you also have that unranked versus ranked spot. So there's a lot of things to like about Iowa State, and also looks like they can't possibly win. So you know, of course they'll cover, hopefully. But if you're looking just at record wise, you know, Kansas 11-2, Iowa State 7-6. They're both 7-6 ATS, and I love this too. Iowa State coming off 2 straight losses. You always want to buy low in those spots. And Kansas coming off 2 wins and 2 in a row. Beat West Virginia by 7 their last time out. But a good spot to sweat. A really lopsided, contrarian, sharp play with the Cyclones in that one. Keep on cruising. A bunch more games you got to get to. Seton Hall and Xavier. Really sharp play to the over in this one. Open 135, it's up to 138.5. Pros have really hammered that over. If you take a look, 135, 136 took in a lot of sharp money. Both teams are good to the under. Seton Hall 8-5-1, Xavier 9-6. But again, you got to remember, you know, public who had bet any Seton Hall Xavier unders, they've cashed, so they're going to lean to the under. So you can kind of take advantage of a shaded number there. Seton Hall 10-4, Xavier 12-3. Sharp play to the over. The spread is tough for me. It looks like both the little pros and Joes on Xavier, they're getting a little less than, a little more than half the bets, but they are getting some sharp money. They went from -2.5 to -3, even up to 3.5. So I'm going to keep an eye on that one. Seton Hall would be a little contrarian, a little inflated line, but it's not really inflated. I think it's some true sharp action on Xavier moving that number. Keep on cruising. Illinois and Whiskey. Illinois, super, super contrarian. Everyone's loading up on Wisconsin. Illinois is a good road conference team getting a bit of an inflated line. Some good value on Illinois tonight, the Illini. Only getting 1 out of 4 bets, open +4. It's pretty much a line freeze. It hasn't moved, but you can get a 4.5. But the 4.5 is really juiced up to the Illinois side, +4.5, -115. So it may even go back down to 4. So I think 4.5 with Illinois is a good value play there. Also, the over has sharp action, open 124.5. It's up to 125.5. Some books just hit 126. Again, Wisconsin known as a kind of a slow, you know, plodding kind of team. Only gives up 60 a game. But that kind of plays to your advantage. Public will just, you know, kind of think along those lines, and then you can go the other way and kind of take advantage of recency bias and public conventional wisdom. Illinois is averaging 77 a game, giving up 64. Wisconsin averaging 68, giving up 60, like we mentioned there. But low total that is on the rise, 124.5 up to 125.5. Oklahoma and Texas. Saw a little bit here to, what was I looking at here? The over in this one. Yeah, Oklahoma, Texas. This opened at 135.5. It's up to 136.5. Seen a little bit to the over there. And also, I was looking a little bit on Oklahoma. It's going to be really lopsided. Texas getting like 7 out of 10 bets. Went from -2 to -3.5. I'd sit back. If you can get that to 4, Oklahoma +4, I think you have some sharp action there. Some inflated line value. San Diego State and Wyoming. Sharp play to the over. Open 119 up to 120. This is kind of a low bet game. It's in Wyoming. And actually a little bit to Wyoming here, believe it or not. Open San Diego State, -17.5 road favorite. That's a huge favorite. And it's down to 16. So sharps did like Wyoming early on, getting big points in that one. Really sharp over Vandy against Auburn. I saw this total rise and get hit a bunch of times with sharp action. It opened at 150. It's up to 152. Some books are 153. And Vandy and Auburn play at a really good pace, and they score a lot. Auburn averages 82 a game. Vandy averages 79, giving up 72. Auburn gives up 65. So two high-scoring teams. The over is 11-2 in Vandy games. So they've been really, really good to the over. So keep an eye on Vandy in that one. It does look like Vandy with the spread a little bit. It opened Auburn -16. It's down to 14.5. So maybe it's a tighter, higher-scoring game in that one. Arkansas against LSU. Seen this line move to LSU a little bit. I think it's kind of both pros and Joes, -5 up to -6. But the over in this one got hit a lot, 144 up to 146.5. And these two teams, it's kind of interesting because Arkansas is 12-1, but heavy betting LSU tells you win-loss records don't mean you know, if you bet based on win-loss records, you would not be a successful sports bettor. It's all about the matchups. But Arkansas giving up 74 a game, or scoring 74 a game, giving up 60. LSU scoring 80, giving up 67. Arkansas is 10-3 to the under, and LSU is 7-6 to the under. But that total's been on the rise, so I think you have kind of a contrarian over in that one. And then this one's crazy to me. Tulane, Connecticut. Man, everyone has taken Tulane in the points. It opened 11.5. It stayed 11.5. Connecticut laying the points at home. Connecticut -11.5. But 8 out of 10 bets on Tulane, and yet the line hasn't moved. So this kind of tells me that UConn laying the points, it's like your one big fade the trendy dog play tonight. Don't be surprised if UConn wins by 14. It's just crazy to me. Super, super heavy betting, grabbing the points, yet the total doesn't, or the spread doesn't move at all. So keep an eye on UConn in that one. And then last one, Cal State Bakersfield. This is a 10 o'clock game Eastern. Saw a good move here toward Cal State Bakersfield. Open at a pick'em against California Baptist. And now it's -2 Cal State Bakersfield. Low bet game, only sharps betting it with a line move to Cal State Bakersfield in that one. Then to wrap it up, guys, just a couple games here. NBA, saw some sharp action across the board. Toronto and Charlotte, a lot to the under here. 209 down to 207.5. This is actually Toronto on the second night of a back-to-back. Hornets have two extra days of rest here. But sharp, really sharp to the under. And also a little bit to the Hornets. They open +3.5. They're down to 2.5. Again, back-to-back for Toronto. But Charlotte and the under specifically in that one. Miami Indy, saw this line fall 211.5 down to 210.5. Public's on the over, yet total fell. So a little sharp there to the under. And Miami is pretty good to the over, 21-14. Don't love that. But if you take a look, both these teams, let's see, Indy played 2 days ago, Miami 3 days ago, so it's not a big rest matchup either way. It's a one-point spread, Indy -1. Really not seeing much there with the spread, but little to the under. The Wizards and the Magic. The Wizards came up huge for us the other night, beating the Celts straight up. Also got the under there. This is another Wizards play. They're at the Magic. Magic opened 10.5. They're down to 9.5. Saw some sharp action on the Wizards at +10.5 and +10. And also a little bit to the over. Opened 219.5. It's up to 220. Some looks are even 221. So Wiz in the over in that one. Celtics against the Spurs. Sharp action to the over. Kemba Walker's back from his flu. I think I am too, thankfully. But this total opened at 219. It's up to 222. Sharps have really been hitting this over, especially with Kemba back. And you also have a Spurs team that plays pretty fast, scores a lot, doesn't play much D for Popovich. They are 21-13 to the over. It's a little over there in the Celts game. And then Denver Nuggets and Dallas saw another overplay here, 218 up to 221. This is both pros and Joes pounding the over, and kind of a pros and Joes play where they're both on the same page in that one, and causing that total to rise. And Dallas 22-14 to the over. And then last one, Knicks Jazz sharp underplay, 217 down to 213.5. The Knicks are god-awful. They got crushed last night by the Lakers, second night of a back-to-back. I could see this being a 105-80 game tonight in Utah, but sharp action to the under in that one. And then NHL, not a ton in NHL. The one that did catch my eye was Dallas tonight. They're at the LA Kings. They open around -130. They're up to almost -140. They're a road dog. Road favorite. Road favorites are 67-50 this year, 57%. A road conference non-division favorite. So they're not in the same division, but same conference. 26-18 this year, 59%, even better. So I've seen Dallas get some sharp action. Also, they are they have a ton of rest. They last played on the 3rd. They played that Winter Classic. So they're really well rested, which is another benefit as well. That's about it, guys. Yeah, one play there is Dallas. So we're going to keep grinding like we always do. Thank you all for tuning in. What an honor and a pleasure it is to host the pod every day. I can't believe we're up to 69, Rob Gronkowski's favorite number. And we're going to keep doing what we do. But, yeah, guys, remember, that VSiN Sports Betting Summit is today. If you happen to be around the Strip, go to the South Point Casino. Say hello to my guy Brent Musburger and Bill Adi and Patrick Maher and all my awesome colleagues. I wish I could be there. It would be awesome, but it's going to be a great convention talking about the future of sports betting and how VSiN fits into that. And I'm really, really proud to work at VSiN, and I've got a little inclination on what we're working on, and it's really, really impressive. So we have so much in the pipeline, and especially with more states legalizing. New Hampshire just came online, like we talked about earlier, but it's really, really exciting time, and it's always cool, these summits, to just get everyone together, all these smart people together, and talk about what's been going on lately. But thank you all for tuning in. Hope you have a fantastic day. If you ever need anything, you know I'm here for you. Questions about sports betting, philosophies, strategies, questions about games, how to devise a bankroll management plan, anything. I'm here for you guys. Josh at VSiN.com, at Josh_insights. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live to stay in tune with everything. And you got to get the newsletter every morning to your inbox, VSiN.com/newsletter. Lastly, if you are looking for more sports betting information and need some help, you got to get started. You live in New Hampshire and you got to be able to place your bet and make a smart bet, and you're looking to learn the fundamentals and get your feet wet and shop for the best line, tips, strategies for all the major sports, look for my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I think it'll help you a lot. I think it'll really benefit you. But have a great day, guys. Stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Have a bookmaker blonde ale for me. And you know the drill. Avoid parlays. I'll see you guys at the window. Take care.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.